WMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business, providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. There's still time to call us at 888-RADIO-30, so why don't you call 888-723-4630.
Forrest did. Forrest in Lakewood, known as Hulk Caller 1. Hi, Forrest. How you doing today, and what's your question or comment?
I'm doing great. How about all you guys?
Peachy, thank you.
Good. Hey, I got two things. Griff, number one is I want to say thank you. You said something here a while ago about checking your shipping, you know, you're following your tracking numbers.
Sure.
Well, I don't do it every day, but I do it maybe a couple, three times a week. And the other day, I had a package sent to somebody that was non-deliverable as addressed, and I was able to tell the people, and they went to the post office and got it so that it didn't have to get shipped back. And so I really want to thank you for that little suggestion.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Good.
Every now and then he's right.
Pardon me?
Every now and then he's right.
I think a lot more than you give him credit for sometimes.
Thank you very much, Forrest.
Yeah. Y'all stick together.
Hey, my other thing is I read or heard somewhere here not too long ago that when you have to reship an item, and what I did is I have one got broke in shipment, so I'm going to send the people a replacement, that you weren't supposed to use the old shipping label, the one you used originally, because it affects your shipping matrix or something.
Well,
did I read that right or wrong?
Yeah.
Or?
So when you use eBay labels for a transaction, you got that label and it's tied to that transaction. If you print out in the past, if you printed out a second label, that reset the clock. Now, I know we were going to make changes to this to eliminate that, but I don't know where we are on that particular issue at the moment. So my advice until I get clarification is to not use that that label, a reprint label feature for any other shipments to that buyer. If you have to ship more things to the buyer, just go and do it, you know, with outside of eBay labels so you don't mess up your tracking numbers.
So then that way you don't get the discount that eBay gives us.
Well, no, you don't, right, yeah. So
okay.
I know that there's instances where people have done this. For example, I forgot to include a part in the box, and I'm going to send it to you. You should pay for that yourself, and you're not going to get a discount. But if you were to use eBay's label to go back to that transaction and reprint a label, you're going to reset the clock on the shipping, and that's not good. On the track.
So, yeah, you're going to get a defect or something. Or
no, that's not a defect. That's not a defect. It's just going to affect your shipping metric. So you're tracking, there's two metrics. There's the verified uploaded tracking metric, and then there's the on-time shipment metric. And those two metrics can be affected if you do that.
Okay. And that's a bad thing, right? Under the new system or the new system that are coming into effect?
Is it a bad thing? That's a decision. I mean, some sellers are going to say, "I have to do this. I'm just going to do it." It's a one time thing. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to put you out of business. But it is going to impact your shipping metric, which you only have an allotment of so many percentage points. So if you can avoid that, that's a good thing.
Okay. All right. I'll ship it by normal mail then. Because you still get tracking though, even normal mail.
Yeah, as long as everything but first class letter, you don't get tracking for that.
Right. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Forrest. Great of you to call today at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, or you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player as Ronald in Birmingham, Alabama did. Dear Griff and Lee, I currently sell to USA only. I wish to expand to international as well. International shipping options. Send package to U.S. shipping center. How does this work? Does it cost the seller money, or does buyer pay additional shipping costs? Thanks. See you, Ron.
The Global Shipping Program, you can find out all the information about it that you need by going to the Help and Contact area of eBay and typing in to search that area with Global Shipping Program, and that will bring you to a page that explains it. But basically, in a nutshell, the Global Shipping Program was built just for people like you who are hesitant about shipping internationally. And how it works is that when you list your item and you check the box for GSP, that all the countries for which GSP is currently in play, and there's over 60 of them, I believe, now, buyers in those countries will see your item, and it'll present to them a price. The price will include your price that you're charging for shipping to a warehouse in Kentucky, because that's where the item will be shipped. So it's your domestic shipping price, plus the cost that eBay will charge the buyer, and has nothing to do with the seller, for then shipping that item from Kentucky to the buyer's location. And that goes directly through customs with no hesitation and is delivered directly to the buyer's door. So there is a value add there, in the aka a charge that the buyer pays. So you only have to pay for shipping to the warehouse, or the buyer pays if you're charging the buyer. If you're charging a domestic shipping cost, the buyer will pay that. You don't have to worry about it. All you have to do is ship it to the Kentucky warehouse, use tracking. When tracking shows it's delivered, then your obligations and responsibilities for getting it on its second leg are eBay's, not yours. You don't have to worry about it.
Pretty cool, huh, Ronald, from Birmingham, Alabama? And we're going right from Birmingham to Newport Beach, California. Oh, a wonderful place to be. And it's Beverly, known on eBay as Grandma Bev's EMP. Hey, Beverly, is that EMP Emporium?
Yes.
Ah, I thought so. EMP. Beverly, what's your question or comment today?
Well, I have both a question and a comment. So I'll start with the question because it leads into the comment. Griff, when I went to search for pants on eBay. I'm female, right? I went to buy pants, and I was going to buy up to 10 pairs if I could find, like, within my price range, something that I like.
Right.
And the search is really bulky because being a female, I mean, the sizes are not standard.
That's right.
And, you know, it's like pant size. Mine could be anywhere between a 6 and a 12.
That's right.
And I can only click on one at once, and it's annoying. So I'm hoping that you'll talk to the people and let us select like 3 or 4.
You can select. You can select 3 or 4 already.
How do you do that? Because I can't get it.
So you're in the category for clothing, shoes, and accessories, right? And then you're going to... Well, I just want to get you to the category. You're in women's clothing.
I did a search for women's cotton pants and then clicked on women's clothing and pants.
So I'm going to do the search. Women's cotton pants, okay. And then under women's clothing, you click pants, right?
Yes.
And then if you look, it says bottom sizes.
Uh-huh.
And all you see the net right next to it, it says see all.
Yes.
Click it. Now you can select as many as you want.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much. Because I tried like 4 other ways to try to get it. And every way I did, once I clicked one thing, it wouldn't let me click anything else.
This is the way on eBay that you select more than one particular search filter, in this case, pant sizes.
Yay!
You can use this. If you stay in that overlay window, you can select color, different colors, different styles, different brands, different materials, inseams, themes, conditions, price. When you get a search that works for you, when the search results come up, you want to look for the link on the top that says follow this search. And you can save that search so you don't have to keep re-entering it every time you want to look for those particular types of pants and sizes.
Okay, well, thank you. I am so thrilled because really that was like a pain in the half.
You wanted to make a comment too. What was it?
And the other comment was about putting the sizes in because I went, you know, pretty much every pair of pants I looked at did not have that. Yeah, it had the size, but not the measurements.
Yeah.
And if they had a measurement, it was the inseam measurement. And I'm like, I'm a short person. I don't care about inseam, but I want waist and hip.
Short people get no respect.
Or more Mae West person. And nobody had, even people who had waist didn't have hips.
Back then, we had waist, hips, and a lot more than just
that. Come and see me sometime. That was so, you know what was cool about that moment, Griff? Is that I knew exactly what you meant by just, all you did was, and I knew it was Mae West.
Well, some, little boys in my generation all had, certain idols they looked up to. There was G.I. Joe, Superman.
Roy Rogers.
Conan, the Barbarian, the Hulk. Mine was Mae West. So that may explain a lot.
Beverly, thank you so much for your call today.
We're glad we could help you, too.
Well, I just wanted to stress to people, I went in going, I'll buy, up to 10 pairs of pants. I bought two, and those people were people I had to ask what the hip size was.
Yeah, put the measurements in your listings.
Thank you for reminding us of that.
Thank you. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fest. Coming up next, today's very last segment of today's eBay Radio Show.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 368.
When using Best Offer to sell your item on eBay, don't take it personal when you get a low offer. Suzanne A. Wells is known on eBay as Atlanta Golf Shop. She has this opinion on blocking buyers who make lowball offers.
Why would you block someone who's going to give you money? I work with a lot of people whose first business experience is eBay. They've never had their own business. They've never been in a customer service environment. And they just feel threatened by things they don't understand. I think if you take the right precautions, take good pictures of your items, describe everything, take photos of any defects, do your homework as a seller, you won't have any problems with buyers.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome. Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And today's closing segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Oh, what a show it's been.
I was just putting on the chat board. I went,
wow. This show is chock-a-block.
I was busy the whole time. Not that I'm not always, but I was busy. Hey, listen.
Let me tell you how busy it was.
How busy was
it? Before I started the show, my nails needed trimming. They don't right now.
Oh, God. Griff, before we go to the events, would you go back to page 14 again?
Oh, that pesky page 14.
Remember we were...
Will it ever end?
As per the spring seller update, here are eBay's best practices for optimizing listings across all devices. And so far, we went down to remember to include measurements. So you want to do the next few, please.
Yeah, make sure the shoppers can see your store categories and search your eBay store within that store listing frame feature that appears on your listing descriptions.
And use Promotions Manager for add-on merchandising or to show other promotional items.
Yeah, it works. You want to use it. Use eBay's fields for payment, shipping, and returns rather than repeating the information in an interactive tab widget on the item description.
And let buyers know more about you with your eBay store, profile, and collections.
Yeah, tell them about yourself.
And in coming weeks, eBay plans to provide sellers with tools to enable them to view their listings with and without active content.
Yeah.
So
I have inactive content because that suits me.
Me too.
I call it lazy content. I look at it and I say, hey, content! Get up, you lazy content. Move.
So we've got some really good content for you right now.
You do?
If you go to ebayradio.com.
Oh, that.
Click on the archive button.
Oh, that.
That takes you to voicemarketingradio.com. But
it's quite a journey.
Remember that all good things start with ebayradio.com, and you'll remember that. And then what you want to do is you want to, where am I here? I got lost. Okay, you hover over Seller Resources.
And I've fallen, and I can't get up.
And then you click on Seller Events.
Yeah, there they are.
And why don't you give the first one, Griff?
Well, so the next one that's coming up is April 13th. That's only 2 days.
Tomorrow,
in fact. This is the Dallas eBabes and Emails Monthly Newbie Class. It'll be held on Wednesday, April 13th at 2016 at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the day. At Stephanie Ng's home in Rowlett, Texas, and you can sign up and go learn about two new programs, Paint.net and Play with Pictures by Virtus.
And these are all to enable you to have better pictures.
Yes, that's it.
Chicago area eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup is happening tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. at Jimmy's Char House in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. The speaker will be Gladys Ramos. She'll address the topic of how to keep track of your inventory.
The Las Vegas eBay e-commerce online sellers group meetup. Boy, that is a mouthful. Wednesday, April 13th at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Jalisco's Cantina in Las Vegas, Nevada. The topic is social media strategies. The speaker will be Andrew Matthews, content manager at digital marketing agency Neon Brand.
Then on April 14th, which is Thursday, we'll be doing a show, of course, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific. And also, the Raleigh e-commerce and eBay sellers group meetup will be happening that evening from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Panera Bread in Raleigh. The topic is, why isn't this selling? And the speaker is eBay education specialist and New York City-based actress Catherine Terrell via Skype.
On April 16th, that's a Saturday, from 5:30 to 8 o'clock p.m., the eBay sellers in the Denver metro area will be meeting at John and Pam's Place in Denver, Colorado. The topics will be components of a quality listing. If there's been a spring seller release by this time, we will definitely also cover that.
And there
well,
has,
guess
so
what?
They will.
You will be. Bring a lawn chair and a potluck dish to share. We have a nice grill, so bring some meat for yourself. We will supply water, lemonade, and ice.
I want to be there.
Yeah.
April 21st, SoCal eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Servillo's Restaurant in Long Beach, California. And the topic is vendor fulfillment versus drop shipping, how to find and choose a vendor standing out from the competition. Presentation will start at 6:30 sharp, and the speaker is Melissa Paz via Skype.
On April 25th, the Dallas eBabes and Emails meetup will happen. This is the big one. At Monday, April 25th at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Outback Steakhouse in Plano, Texas. The speaker, and she's getting around, is Gladys Ramos. The topic is a deeper dive into Google, Google Shopping, and eBay stores. Plan to purchase dinner. It's about $20 from the special menu.
Now, the last one for April is April 28th, the Atlanta eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. It's going to take place from 7 to 10 p.m. at the King and Queen Buildings Complex, Building 1, Atlanta, Georgia. And John Lawson, our buddy, CEO of Colder Ice Media, top 100 small business influencer, IBM futurist, and best-selling author of Kick-Ass Social Commerce for Epreneurs. And the topic's going to be email marketing automation, how to build a massive customer list.
Well, there you go.
So, Griff, we're almost through here. It has been quite a day.
It has. I'm basking in the afterglow.
I need to talk to you. It's desperate. So please stay where you are when the show ends I can call you.
Okay.
Okay, because I have three quick items to go over.
Three quick items.
Yeah, sometimes it's not always easy for me to get in touch with Griff.
Well, you know.
He's a busy man.
Yeah.
I have to tell him over the radio.
Well,
which is kind of funny.
Well, that goes without saying. So.
Really.
Right.
So one of the things that I noticed out of today's show is because I'm selling a lot of jewelry right now. By the way, I sold my first one where somebody bought two pieces and they got mailed together in the same package.
Yay, a combined shipment.
Yeah, she bought two pieces of my rhinestones.
Yay.
Earrings and a pin.
Okay,
stay there. I'm going to call you.
All righty. Today's closing segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We'll be live on Thursday, April 14th with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio to check us out. And check us out.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific, for example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.